try shouting, you try coughing, but you can't get in the groove. You need something, something bumping that'll get your body bumping with the flow. Oh, 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 oh. Honey, I got your solution, and I think that you should know. Pumping up can be as simple as turning on your radio. We need a little something, something that'll get you good to go. It's the time to join the morning show. Come on, y'all, kick it.
A chilly good morning, Mr. Joyner.
J. Anthony Brown.
Spare the rod, spoil the child. Columbus, Georgia, Saturday, Punchline, Atlanta, Georgia, Sunday. What is happening, everybody?
And from New York, where she is expecting a blizzard.
Expecting 18 inches, are you?
You looking for 18 inches, Shay?
Sherry Shepherd, good morning.
Hey, family. I'm going shopping. I got my food stuff. I got my dogs, and I'm getting a rifle.
A rifle?
I'm stuck out in the wild by myself with my dog. Okay. I'm getting a rifle. I got my food. I'm like that old lady stuck out in the middle of the wilderness.
Oh, yeah. You're way out there. You
Jack
are way
London.
Out there,
yeah, I'm getting Jack a gun. London. If I see you moving in the snow, I'm shooting.
Hey, who's that out there?
Yeah.
Who goes there?
She doesn't live in the city. She lives in New Jersey.
Way out.
Way out in New Jersey.
And I'm up there. It's hard to get to me. So if they don't plow my street, I can't go anywhere. And so it's me and my son. And I'm a mad black woman. So please don't knock on my door.
Hey, who's that?
If you could come in.
Was that Charlie Murphy last week? We spoke with Sherry.
Yeah.
And talking about how people get up that hill.
And the cars just stop. You see a bunch of cars. That's what I'm saying. If you're looking for sustenance and rest in Jesus, you're going to get shot in the leg. Don't come back.
Wow.
Wow. But you know what? I'm talking because ain't nobody going to sell me no rifle. I'm going to have to use Jeffrey's little Star Wars lightsaber. That's what I'm going to have. I'm going to have that daggone lightsaber.
They're
coming to my house. That little stick. I'm playing with you. It's so cold out here. And we go, oh, my God.
Sherry, you're from Chicago.
I ain't been in Chicago since I was 16. So we got to let that go. Be like Janet Hubert Whitten. Let it go.
You know, people say that to people who have lived in Chicago all the time. And when they get called, they say, but you lived in Chicago. But you haven't lived in Chicago in a long time.
And that's true for me. I haven't lived in Chicago in well over 20 years. But it's still,
But I love it when people say, but you from Chicago. And when I was in Chicago, I froze too.
Yeah.
I didn't like it then. And I don't like it now.
You can't be hot if you're from the South. I understand it, man. You from South Carolina. It's hot. Hot is hot.
There you go. Not looking forward to it at all.
Sarah Palin blames the president.
Kinda.
For her son's arrest.
Kinda.
Why is she blaming President Obama?
He's not supporting the troops. And her son is a veteran from 2008, and
so kind of Sybil. Just a little Sybil. The guy did go and fight over there, and a lot of those soldiers that came back didn't come back the same. I think that's what she's saying.
But that's they're not getting health care.
And this is the president. How?
Yeah,
because he's the commander in chief.
Because.
And this is, she was
the. It's not the president's fault. It's going over there to fight.
Yeah, but she says it's the president's fault.
She said it was the president.
Yeah, yeah.
Just like she was a former governor. Why don't you take responsibility for it?
Well, or the Don is over there with a bunch of money. You endorsed him. Why don't you?
Well, was the president to blame for her daughter getting pregnant twice?
Without marriage?
Yeah. That's the president's fault, too.
And did you all think about this yesterday when we talked about her endorsing Donald Trump, and she ran with a man who was a POW for years, and this is this is a man that Donald Trump said was not a hero?
He said he
I forgot about that. Captured. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
John McCain.
I like people that don't get captured. That is crazy.
He's not a hero. It was like, dude. And then she jumps up there because she is an opportunist And she is a moth. She just goes to the light. Okay, whatever. Whatever.
Yeah. Sometimes you put up stuff when the fine say it. You really do. You really do, Simone.
So what about Stacey Dash? You put up with that too?
Oh,
Stacey Dash.
Forget Stacey Dash. That's just
Stacey Dash is so crazy, man.
Stacey Dash said, get rid of BET, Centric, and TV One.
And Black History Month.
And Black
Dash, she better hope she stay cute. That's what I say. You better hope she stay cute. Because you have drank the clear people Kool-Aid.
This is the one time I don't even think the fine get a pass. I really
don't. No, not this time. Not this time.
Oh, my God.
Who gonna remind Stacey Dash you black still? Because she, for some reason, Stacey Dash has forgotten.
Well, she got a wake-up call when they sent her home. Was it?
Yeah, she got suspended.
It was not enough of a wake-up call.
My friend Stephen Hill of BET said, oh, dang, I loved you in Clueless. I had no idea you actually were.
Oh, man. It's a great show to be from when you're that ignorant, huh?
Yeah, man. The lines just write themselves.
That's most dangerous. Stacey Dash is not Clueless. She's a very smart girl. And she knows exactly what she's doing. She has bought into this stuff.
She's playing the game.
Oh, yeah, she's getting a lot of work.
But you do not alienate your core fan base.
Other than Fox,
but we're not her core.
Other than Fox, where is she working?
That's it.
That's it.
But like Sherry says, she's very smart and calculating, and she knows that she's probably on thin ice with Fox since they sent her home not too long ago. So she's working other opportunities.
Working way back up. Right.
Girl, just go and say the N-word when you're on Fox. Just go on.
I'm pretty sure she'll say it.
Delete us from your list, Stacey Dash. I don't know what it is that just happened to you in your life. Who hurt you? Who hurt you, girl?
She was
just like, get
people.
Rid of black people. Get rid of BET. Get rid of Centric. Get rid of TV One. Stop complaining, you N-words. That's
when they say get rid of black people, guess who's going to be in that group?
Mm-hmm.
You better hope you stay fine.
Sib, how you doing? Stocks fell again yesterday.
Oh, my gosh. And it fell so far yesterday, I was sitting on the ledge.
You were sitting on the ledge.
My legs were just swinging, just waiting. Like, it's going back up. It's going back up. And it went up a little bit, but still.
So, Sib, any truth to the rumor that the Apple stock is also falling down?
Everything is falling.
Yeah. 30%.
Well, I joined Weight Watchers, 30%. So I'm holding on. I just joined Weight Watchers, and I just know.
Did you really, Sherry?
Yes, I did. Oprah got $44 million, and they raised my membership fees. So I am. I'm just going to hang on. I am hanging on.
They raised your membership.
We didn't get a free scale or nothing from Oprah.
Oprah might be losing weight. But
one body,
sad,
one people. We all one together. No, we not. You 44 millions higher. And they didn't raise my membership fees. But I'm holding on to Weight Watchers, Sybil.
That is so crazy. Yeah, Oprah investing in it, and they charge you more.
Get more membership fees. Less points and more membership fees. Ain't that about a blip?
I didn't.
Life is so
not
know.
Fair. You didn't know. Yeah.
No one's reported that.
Yeah. Ain't you nobody turning in Oprah. Well, I'm here to tell you. One body, one mind.
All
one
of those great commercials she's doing, Sherry.
And lost 32 pounds, and I ain't lost nothing because you done lessened up my points. So. Just hold on, Sybil. Don't jump off the ledge. It's cylindrical.
Yeah. Thank you, Melody Hobson.
Those words are volatile.
Yes, yes.
Correction.
But volatile, it slows, it simmers down. You can't have volatile.
Hold on.
Yeah, right. Hold on.
And my favorite word.
It's going to adjust.
This is not bear. This is some bull.
Yes, it is.
Oh, my God.
It'll be all right. BB Wine has said it'll be all right.
Yeah, in the morning. And here we are.
Here we are.
Ain't no need to worry.
And the stock market is still going down.
Don't worry. We'll get back up.
Yeah. Okay.
Can't tell you how many times.
All right.